live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use at your fingertips. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 10th in the year of our Lord 2020. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law, the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And by the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And man, we had a barn burner broadcast yesterday. It's available at libertyroundtable.com. Read the show notes. If it piques your interest, tune in. The 2 hours are there in archive format, available for you now. We talked to our buddy Brian Rust at RustQuentinGift.com. We talked about our honest money report, gold and silver, constitutional currency. We talked about the government's having a credibility crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Mr. Anthony Fauci now admits that his previous projections have 100,000 to 240,000 people to die from the coronavirus in the United States. Well, it was likely an overestimate, he now admits, which means he had to drop it back. Now he's claiming about 60,000. But here's the problem with the credibility crisis. You know what? They first said it could be millions that could die. Yeah, even the CDC director chiming in now, saying the coronavirus death toll could be much, much, much lower than projected. Wow, the Donald Trump said the United States spent $450 million on the WHO, and China only spent $42 million. What's up with that? But don't worry, Mike Pence says he's going to keep paying. Don't understand that at all. Now Salt Lake City, Utah mayor says they're going to continue the stay-at-home order probably through Memorial Day, maybe even longer. And the United States is on lockdown all over the country. In Utah now, Governor Herbert says, hey, we're going to match President Trump's guidelines. We're supposed to be off of lockdown, if you will, voluntary to some degree, by April 13th, but now he's extended it to April 30th to match the president. The coronavirus pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, has created a new class of criminal. Those are the people that just want to try to go outside and get some fresh air these days. There are petitions to call halts to sex change operations for teenagers during pandemic. Restrict abortion during pandemic. Absolutely, says Star Parker. There's all kinds of things going on in the news. Pink, believe it or not, Rockstar says, I've never prayed more in my life during my son's bout with the coronavirus. Tyler Perry spending money like you wouldn't believe, tipping struggling restaurant workers $21,000 to help with coronavirus. There's a lot of good going on. Samaritan's Purse delivers over 8 tons of medical supplies for rural Alaskan communities. Beijing is now giving Chinese medicine packets to students in Los Angeles. So what, natural health and healing compared to drugs? Rappers are buying groceries for elderly, sanitizing the homes of New Orleans seniors. That's good news. Actress promoting free homeschooling solutions and lesson plans for frustrated parents. That's interesting. They call this pandemic, coronavirushomeschooling.com is the website for that. Interesting. I wouldn't name it that personally. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, he torches and says it's dangerous. Reality is happening. The FCC is being weaponized against free speech. Boy, howdy, is that the truth. Second hour, we had on Andy Mangione. He's vice president of the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. And believe it or not, they're saying stay informed on the coronavirus, COVID-19, Medicare updates, prevention, and more. They're basically briefing you on what the White House says. That's a rarity in the news. A progressive media group demanded censorship of Donald Trump's coronavirus press briefings. The FCC said no. All right. There's a lot going on. Donald Trump unveiling a social hashtag. It's the goal is to highlight Americans helping one another. I like that idea. Amid the coronavirus, number sign or hashtag America works together. I like that. I just wish President Trump would provide more leadership and get rid of a lot of the lockdowns and negative things that are going on, folks. There's no authority to lock us down like this. Hundreds of thousands of people of all faiths are taking to social media today to say they will join in worldwide fasting and prayer. It is Good Friday today. That's good news. Let's start there. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
If your name is Daniel, you're fighting the coronavirus lockdown, folks. I'm telling you that right now. Daniel McAdams up first, Kurt.
That's right, and he writes at the RonPaulInstitute.org, Sam, and the headline reads, Resistance Building to Coronavirus, quote, House Arrest, end quote, orders, it's about time, he says. Then his piece starts off, across the country, from political leaders to small business owners to parents who just want to take their children to the park, resistance is growing to the authoritarians who have effectively suspended the Constitution and placed most of the country under house arrest. Lawsuits are also challenging unlawful stay-at-home orders. What if all the hysteria-driven orders have actually made the virus outbreak even worse?
Well, and that's probably the case. But whether it's worse or better isn't the point, though. The law, the supreme law of the land, is critical, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. And he says more scientists are coming forward to argue that for the Sweden model of moderation rather than lockdown. So anyway, there's your piece from Daniel.
Yeah, very
McAdams.
Interesting story. So from one Daniel to the next. Now we've got a gentleman with us by the name of Daniel McCarthy. He is in Arizona. He's a well-known entrepreneur, businessman, etc. He's made a lot of his money in real estate. That's where he kind of cut his teeth. Him and his wife are partners, and they have been for a long time in business. He's been the CEO of several companies, and he's from Arizona, and he's running for the United States Senate. DemandDaniel.com is his website. Daniel, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, thank you for having me. Kurt, nice to meet you as well.
All right, there's the summary. It's kind of a long introduction, but it kind of summarized yesterday's show, but it also highlighted some of the important things that are going on here. What do you think of this idea that hundreds of thousands of people on Good Friday of all faiths are getting together to fast and to pray that we can get a handle on this virus, that our leaders will be wise and not lock us down? And I mean, there's a lot of components to this. But I think fasting and praying on a Good Friday is a good solution. What do you say, Daniel?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the silver lining in this entire thing has been people's grasping to their Bibles and their firearms, as what once was famously said by an individual that will remain nameless for this conversation. But I think that it's the best thing that we could be doing right now is asking for mercy from our Creator, because we are going through something that in the United States history obviously is new to us. This is something that I never thought I would see in my lifetime, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about this situation and the lockdown. You know, at first, I was a little patient, and I said, I get that they're, you know, concerned. I get they want to restrict the movement of people. At first, you kind of go along and you say, hey, you know what, I see that we've got to try to, you know, mitigate this and work. But that only lasts so long. And after about a few days of it, when I saw lockdown order after lockdown order started coming along, the reason I was patient with it at first is because President Trump isn't creating mandates, to his credit. He might be going too far in many ways, but to his credit, he hasn't created mandates. And so that's why I kind of went along. I'm like, hey, if this is not mandated, it's okay. But then I saw more mandates. And then I saw more fines and jail time being proposed. And then I saw people starting to get arrested. And then I went, you know what? This is off the rails, Daniel. That's where it started for me in terms of my change and my view and kind of my getting solidified in where I stand on this. How did it happen for you?
Well, for me, I was a little different because I remember when the swine flu happened, I at the time was ultra sensitive because I had small children at home at the time. My children were all fairly young. And when that happened, I remember the hysteria that was created because it was extremely orchestrated. And then all of a sudden, there was this vaccination that was put out there for the swine flu. And I remember seeing lines of people lining up for this vaccination of the swine flu. And all of a sudden, it just kind of blew over. And I was kind of desensitized to government-pushed pandemics at that point because I started to look into the science. This was, what, almost 10 years ago or so or longer. And I said, this it just didn't add up. So when this started to circulate this time around, I was a little bit more, let's just say, cautious towards adopting any type of government push on this. And then as rapidly as we've seen the government start to mandate, we saw things that, again, just kind of looked to me like hysteria. Let me just break this down for you in terms of the math, as you already know. You can't have a pandemic that's already affecting celebrities, already affecting politicians. You're talking about such a small percentage of the United States population is coming down with this virus. That would indicate to me that it's already widespread.
All right, so let me kind of recap this really quick, then a break, then we'll come back and let you continue and rock and roll. What you're saying is that, hey, you know what, celebrities and rich people and politicians and whatever you want to say, popular people, they're getting hit with this thing like you wouldn't believe. Almost every one of them seems to turn up having it. If they don't today, they will tomorrow. And that's not normal in the population. How are they all getting this thing? How is this hopscotching from one to the other so quickly across the country and targeting such a unique, I don't dare say class, but I will, class of people? And that is a very big tip about what may be going on here. We'll talk about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. DemandDaniel.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Daniel was saying right before the pause, you know what? I got onto this early because, you know what? All these celebrities, all these rich cats, all these unique, popular people are getting this way beyond normal, or I should say normalcy, in the population. What's going on? And that's where it started for you, Daniel?
Yeah, the red flags were everywhere because all of a sudden you've seen this coordinated effort by the governments of our country to just immediately shut things down. Now, the reason I bring this to your attention is because if we as a society are willing to roll over for a virus that is uncontainable, then, you know, these people will push as far as they can go. a lot of people within our government, governors, congressmen and women in our, inside of our government, frankly, want to restructure the United States of America. And we have sat there and we have failed as Americans. In my opinion, we have failed because we need to start standing up immediately. We don't there's no need necessary for this type of measure for a virus. I have in my family, I can tell you, I have eight people that have died of cancer. I have a very large family, some of which have died in the same year of cancer. We have hundreds of thousands of deaths a year due to a lot of different things. This is hysteria like I've never seen before. And you can see it with the media stories. All you have to do is just track the stories, and you can see how they're using this like they use everything to their advantage to push their agenda. And they just pushed through, obviously, $6 trillion worth of agenda. So that was the largest heist in American history.
Wow. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack is with us as well. Do you want to respond to Daniel? That's an interesting assertion. I don't disagree with it, by the way. I'm convinced he's right, but nobody's talking about that piece at all, Sheriff.
Well, he is right. And I can tell you something, Sam. I've already been getting to know him. I signed his petition to run. He's running against a very liberal Martha McSally. And this pretty much sums up Daniel McCarthy right here. And I quote, "We need constitutional fortitude from our elected officials. We need borders. We need less government in our lives. We need to empower entrepreneurs to grow by getting out of their way. The federal government has too much control." Wow, what an understatement. And that is Daniel McCarthy's slogan for his campaign. Somebody that can actually talk about the Constitution, who understands it, who understands the principles of liberty, got my vote, he's got my support. And I'm telling you, in this day and age of coronavirus restrictions and destruction of freedom, this man is the one for the job.
All right, Daniel, when did you start running in Arizona for Senate?
This process started for me September 1st. I will tell you that the reason that I jumped into the race was I started off as a donor looking for someone to run this race. So I spent around a year ago, I started looking for someone because the writing was on the wall. Martha is a career bureaucrat. She's controlled opposition. As far as I'm concerned, she is the antithesis of what's wrong with the Republican Party. So I recognized early we needed to find someone to primary Martha. We were going to lose a Senate seat, another Senate seat, and that was clear as day. And the Democrats had planned to turn this state, Arizona, royal blue. Now, what I will tell you is that when Martha came out in support of the governor's policies for gun confiscation measures with red flag laws, that's when I said, okay, I can't look at my children in the eyes anymore and say I didn't do everything in my power. So when we made a concerted effort to run a campaign, obviously, to win a Senate seat, but also at the same time, we really wanted to push the public perception and saying we have to push back against the government, against these gun confiscation measures. And we had a lot of success. We had, obviously, the Republican Party of Arizona pass a resolution. We had a lot of our counties here in Arizona step up and say that they would not enforce any gun confiscation measures. So we've been working hard behind the scenes, putting a lot of pressure on our politicians to say, no, no, no. In Arizona, there's no compromising on our gun rights in Arizona. This is the home of Tombstone. So let me tell you something about this particular race that's so important. The gentleman that's on the left is the most dangerous individual we've ever experienced before in Arizona's history. I mean, he's a Marxist. He is a leftist gun-grabbing. This guy is a public enemy as far as I'm concerned. So we had to find someone that could jump into this race and win. So Martha is a small hurdle. My primary is in August with Martha, and I God willing, we get past her fairly easily so we can move on to the Marxist and get the job done.
All right, so let me ask you so I understand. When you started your campaign, it might have been well received, but now that you're taking on this coronavirus thing and being honest about we need to get back to work and there might be a scandal of epic proportions here, they're not being honest with the American people to say the least, et cetera, et cetera. How has the media dealt with that? How are people responding to your campaign with this in the mix? Because you know what? Most politicians that simply never touch it.
Yeah, I have been completely rejected by any media. There's a blackout order on Daniel McCarthy. You can't even talk my name. If you do, every time someone becomes exposed to our candidacy, we make too much sense. So that you, when you speak the truth, the truth is a wonderful thing because it defends itself. And I speak the truth. The reality of it is that the numbers just don't justify this type of reaction. You're seeing communistic tactics being employed on us almost immediately as soon as this started. Do you understand there's never been a successful vaccination for a coronavirus experiment? There's never been a...
Well, the flu virus is only about 20 to 30% effective anyway. I can flip a coin and do better, sir. And that's been around for multi revisions over my whole lifetime almost.
Yeah, by the time they produce the vaccination...
Yeah, it's already yesteryear's news in terms of the antibodies in it.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, so this is... This hysteria, you need to allow a virus to work its way through. There's no other way to stop it, and you have to stop lying about the numbers. If someone has cancer, for example, and they contract coronavirus, yeah, they may have a situation where it's harder to fight off, and that person is going to have a little bit of a less survivability rate than someone that isn't suffering. Since the Constitution isn't there to be thrown away because a virus pops up, there's 200 pandemics a year potentially. So when does this end, guys?
Well, and here's what I find fascinating. I think that we ought to naturally let it rifle through society, let as many people get herd immunity as they can possibly get, protect the elderly, not by force, but by letting them understand what's at stake. And if they want to isolate and we want to learn how to take care of them in isolation, that's fine. If they say, I'll take my chances, that's fine. I would believe in freedom for everyone. But I think the sooner we let it get to herd immunity for the most of us, naturally, the better off we are. What they're going to do is they're going to say, no, 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 stop the spread or slow the spread. In fact, they never really say stop it. They say slow it. And then what happens is they just make it live in our society forever because we slow it so much. We flatten the curve, but we also flatten our economy and our lives. Okay, but then once their vaccine comes out, they have the chance to make billions of dollars. Big Pharma and the government are going to get in bed together and say, by golly, everybody's got to take this thing to develop what's called herd immunity. They could do that naturally, but they're rejecting it. Once they get their dollars in place to ching ching, then they're going to be all over the idea, man-made but not natural. I don't think it's going to work, but that's their agenda, isn't it?
Let me tell you what's going on here. All you have to do is go back to the late 1990s, early 2000s, when Al Gore started propagating this nonsense of global warming, which now it's third rendition or whatever it is. It's called climate change or whatever it is. This is the same exact strategy that they're using for that. This is a money-making scheme. All you have to do is follow the money. We are being ripped off, enslaved. We're taking our children and enslaving them to future debt that they cannot pay. They are crumbling our society from within. And if you look to Europe, if you look to other areas, you can see the communists have infiltrated and they are taking us over from within. We are making a stand. And it's time that all Americans stand up and say no more. Guys, we give them the power. They don't give us the power. Our Constitution, it's Good Friday. I'm a faithful man, and I will tell you, a lot of people say, well, Daniel, we're supposed to submit to authority. Yeah, we are. The authority of our country is our Constitution. Our Constitution calls for us. We have an obligation, a responsibility to stand up in the face of tyranny, and that's what's going on here. So it's time now that everyone stands up and says no more. We've given them 15 days initially, and then they wanted an additional 30. Boy, that's a gross miscalculation, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's either a miscalculation or they knew we wouldn't accept the full lockdown as long as they had it planned, so they did it in stages to get the people to swallow a little bit at a time. And now, not only are we talking about 30 more days on top of the 15, but really they're kind of saying we don't really know when it'll end. We won't even give you a date at all. It is disaster, Sheriff.
Well, yes, and not only that, Sam, but every place where they're objecting to this in court, they're losing. Because the brainwashing of all of this is that government can do what it wants, spend what it wants, and the people be damned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. There's four people in the mix today. Kurt Crosby, Daniel McCarthy, demanddaniel.com to learn more about him and his website, the good sheriff and yours truly. And you know what? We need some disruption here. We'll talk about that coming up.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians are marking Good Friday today. Easter is this Sunday. As Passover continues, and many churches and synagogues are holding virtual religious services this year amid the coronavirus outbreak. Archbishop in Miami, Thomas Wensky, says congregations can still be spiritual even if they're virtual.
A priest who can give spiritual counsel is certainly essential, especially when so many people are so anxious this time. But that doesn't mean that we have to congregate big crowds together.
An Indianapolis police officer shot and killed in the line of duty yesterday. 24-year-old officer Brian Leith was responding to an apartment for a domestic violence call when she was shot. A woman inside the apartment also wounded. Police say they have a suspect in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Americans should start seeing stimulus money soon as the government's returning to every taxpayer who earned less than $75,000 at least $1,200, and many with children will see a few hundred more. There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I find it interesting that the crisis of the day allows government to move for an unprecedented assault on our liberties. All checks and balances seem to be violated. All sense of patience and looking for solutions seem to be out the window. A Utah company created a cutting-edge saliva test for the COVID-19 virus. You don't hear about that in the mainstream press, but they could move that to market rapidly. The private sector is the answer. But sadly, President Trump's moving forward with this, control the economy act, shut down everybody else, and then use government mandates via the, what's this thing called, the Production Act? Yeah, the Defense Production Act, the DPA, to go ahead and control businesses. Look, you've never seen such socialism in your life, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump said we wouldn't be a socialist country ever, but then literally he's allowed the most socialist and fascist moves you've ever seen in our lifetime, probably in the history of America, be unleashed upon us because of the, quote, crisis of the day. It's got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. It just absolutely must stop. Now, here's what's interesting. We got our guest, Daniel McCarthy, with us. He is running from Arizona for the United States Senate. DemandDaniel.com is his website. Now, he's made his living in the business world as an entrepreneur, and one of the phrases or techniques that he's used to be so successful in business that now he wants to bring to create the proper role in government is this. Daniel's goal of positive disruption has served him well in business. Now he believes that Arizona's political leadership could use some positive disruption. That's why he's running for the U.S. Senate from Arizona. Daniel, positive disruption. Interesting concept. I like it.
Well, in the business world, one of the things that we found to be successful was the concentration on the product itself. One of the things that we've really done well with is focusing the entire company's thinking and brainstorming towards developing the very best product and enhancing that product. As a result of having the best product in the marketplace, you have customer adoption and you have people that naturally gravitate towards that product because it's the best product they can find. So one of the things that we wanted to do early in this process is show the voters of Arizona that we are going to provide you with the very best Senate candidate you've ever had to deal with. My goal is to set a new standard and a new bar for the United States Senate. I want to make Barry Goldwater look like he was left. You know, so the goal is to make it to where we cause disruption, but really it's unfortunate because it shouldn't be disruption what I'm advocating for. What I'm advocating for is just going back to the basics of what made this country the wealthiest society in human history, the most successful society in human history, and that's obviously that beautiful document that you discussed early in the program. Our Constitution has the secret sauce. It's sitting right there for us to follow, and all we have to do is just have people with the right fortitude to get it done.
Well, rather than spend us into oblivion, current government style, the only real answer is a return to honest money and shut down the Federal Reserve if you want to go there.
You couldn't be more right. The manipulation of our currency and it has controlled and enslaved us for years now, and it's really unfortunate because we could fix these problems relatively quickly. There's not much holding us back from actually continuing the tradition of American success.
Well, and you'd need to shut down the United States Gestapo. You'd have to shut down the IRS too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the IRS at this point, I believe, has no merit to be functioning. It's already shown itself to be incapable of functioning. It's already violated its trust with the American citizens. The Obama administration weaponized the IRS. Why is the IRS even in business anymore? I don't know why anyone at this point should feel comfortable paying taxes. What are we getting for our tax dollars? Hey, by the way, can I tell you guys something? When have we become comfortable with pre-taxing the United States citizens? That's what they just did. They pre-taxed us with this bill. they've locked us into taxes for the rest of our life.
Well, they really betrayed your children and your grandchildren on that altar to make your point, and you're spot on. Sheriff, do you want to respond to this guy? I love it.
He reminds me of me, Sam.
Ow, wow. What do you think of that, Kurt? He reminds Richard of Richard.
Let me interrupt you really quick. I got to tell you, coming from Sheriff Mack, I hope you guys know how much that actually means to me. I'm a huge fan of Sheriff Mack. You guys have no idea, so I appreciate that very much.
All right, there you have it. Now, one of the claims that Daniel has made is this idea of positive disruption. And, you know, in technology, they talk about disruption all the time, disruptive technologies. And I'm an IT guy, so you hear that a lot from me. And I think there's value in that. In fact, every modern economic boom that we've had has been a disruption of some kind, right? And so we're seeing this now, hopefully, in politics with President Trump to some degree, guys like Daniel McCarthy running for Senate, demand Daniel.com for the website. Okay, this is the disruption that we're looking for. Now, Daniel put together the ultimate disruption. And I said, hey, you know what? When the coronavirus lockdown came along, how did you discover it? What got your concern? But then he did something about it. And most politicians would say, oh, well, after I get elected is when I got to kind of worry about that. I can't touch this now with a 10-foot pole. Not Daniel, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel's goal of positive disruption, he put together a petition, a declaration to stop the shutdown. On behalf of the citizens of Arizona, families, workers, and business owners, comes the latest petition in the resistance about this unconstitutional, without authority, mandate. Kurt, I just sent you the petition, or the incredible...
The link.
Well, they call it a declaration, I guess, is what it's called. But yeah, the link to the declaration. Do you want to read this really quick? Go ahead. I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but I think it's worth it because it's so bold and so direct and so clear about the point. Kurt?
It's called Declaration to Stop the Shutdown. as articulated in the Declaration of Independence written on July 4, 1776, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whereas invoking our constitutional rights is not necessary, as they are God-given and have been recklessly cast aside by the elite political class, whereas there is no public plan to put Arizonans back to work, especially those who are healthy and extremely low risk for infection or death, whereas we know the risk factors now with hundreds of thousands of data points available from our own country, whereas there has been absolutely no precision with the process at all, just media and politician-driven hysteria used as a weapon to form blanket public policy for Arizona with incomplete or bad data, whereas the models that have been used nationally have been revised down tenfold or more from what was their best-case scenario of infected and deaths, these have all been horrible guesses, whereas the long-term economic damage is never factored into the decision-making, nor is any analysis of this problem offered to the public. Each day that goes by, an untold number of businesses that were forced to close will never be able to reopen. Whereas it is our opinion that the detached mayors, bureaucrats, and politicians who are now encouraging Governor Ducey are willing to destroy this state and its cities and towns economically for their own political and personal gain. Now, therefore, I, the signer of this online petition, by virtue of our natural rights to prevent tyranny from our government, conclude there shall be no further executive orders recognized by the citizens of the United States until further notice. This applies from any official in any capacity. No plan has been offered to the public for a reopening of our businesses and a return to work. We, the citizens, are taking it upon ourselves to deem that the government-mandated shutdown of Arizona's economy shall end no later than April 30, 2020, and the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness shall no longer be infringed on by the political class in the event that citizens take it upon themselves to reopen their lives effective immediately. Now, therefore, I, the signer of this online petition, by virtue of our natural rights to prevent tyranny from our government, conclude there shall be no further executive orders recognized by the citizens of the United States until further notice. This applies from any official in any capacity, peacefully, and then you sign.
All right, now I can't sign it really because it says it's, you know, Arizona, and it goes directly to, as far as I understand, the Arizona governor's office. Whenever you fill out that and submit it, then the email goes straight to the governor's office. I love the concept, appealing to nature and nature's God, focusing on the fact that we have rights given to us by God before government ever existed, focusing on the reality that they don't have any authority whatsoever to interfere with those rights. Is key. Sheriff, would you sign it?
10 times.
Say that again.
10 times.
All right, you're not supposed to sign it 10 times, but you get the point. But I completely agree with it. Now, Daniel has met with a group of us working on similar ideas is the point, and he's agreed that we can use his language.
I can sign as many as I want.
Kurt, he can sign as many as he wants. Man, this guy wants to commit vote fraud. I'm just kidding. The point's well taken, and we agree completely. But you know what? We're going to come back and talk about this. Kurt, would you sign it?
Yep.
So would I, in a heartbeat. Hold on, I might create an automated script for Sam to sign it.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, so we're working on a similar idea. We've got to get back to work, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to change the game on this, and we've got to do it fast. They've about literally destroyed the economy. And not only is it bad that they're handing out money left and right, a big socialistic redistribution of wealth, but they're by mandate, by government force, shutting down the economy. It's like insult to injury, to say the least. I mean, it's like fascism when the government uses this Defense Production Act, DPA, and, you know, coerces business, then controls the supply chain, shuts the rest of us down as non-essential. Abortion clinics are essential. You got to murder babies still. But yet, you know what? You stand for wanting to go to church on Easter or wanting to go to church on the Passover and stuff like that. And, oh, no, they shut you down. Every one of these different details make us believe this is not by accident. This is intentional. And whether Donald knows it or President Trump knows it or not, I don't know. But I know this, we need the resistance to continue to build, and we've got to change the game, and we need to insist on it, ladies and gentlemen. They work for us. Now listen to this interesting headline, and I want to get you guys' take on it. Headline says, Democrats block $250 billion small business bill USA Today. Now, the reason that I want to mention this is, you know, you got to think how you're going to feel about this, Daniel. Because when they say Democrats block $250 billion stimulus bill, they want you to believe if you're a Republican or anybody else, you need to go along and blame the Democrats. However, their reasons may be wrong, but they're right to block this bill, Daniel.
Yeah, let's face it. This is all theater at this point. It's all kabuki theater. There's no legitimacy to any of the arguments that are going on because it's all funny money. It's all fake at this point. The only way to allow for a restoration of the republic is to stop the shutdown orders immediately, allow people to get back to their life in order for the economy to have a true rebound. Right now, if they are just passing bills with nothing coming in, like you said, no one's paying taxes right now. There's no money coming in. It's all fake.
And what I find interesting is they want to pit the Republicans against the Democrats. What they want the Republicans to do is go ham on socialism. Oh, how dare you, Democrats, stop the flat-out forced redistribution of wealth. By golly, if you have any sense in your, you know, in you, you're going to go ahead and back this. We got to have this bill right now to save small business. What they're really talking about is raping the wallets of Americans because government doesn't have any money, doesn't make any money, doesn't produce anything. All government can do is by the force of a government gun, virtually speaking. All they can do is redistribute the wealth. Now you got the Democrats trying to put the halt on it. Now, maybe for the wrong reasons because they hate the Republicans, fine. But the Democrats are saying, no, we don't want to spend another $250 billion. And the Republicans are going, how dare you get in our socialist way, Sheriff?
Well, their tax, borrow, and spend, and create money out of thin air policies are now starting to become very vivid to even the most ignorant Americans and the ones who've never been involved before. Because you have to ask this question sooner or later. Where do they get all that money? And Daniel's absolutely correct. It's all funny money. It's all fake. It's all creating money out of thin air. And it's such a destructive way. As a matter of fact, if the rest of us did this, we'd all be in prison.
Amen to that. Now, Kurt Cosby, what they want to do is put a millstone around your neck and around your children's neck with this. And they're mad at the Democrats because the Democrats won't go along with their Republican-style socialism. Kurt?
It wasn't enough.
Well, at least what I see about this one, you know, this particular thing is they each have their little things that they want, you know, and they want to satisfy the voters, or at least the voters that they see that are going to support them. If it's the Democrats, you know, then they're going to make sure they've got the Planned Parenthood and the different guys, the NEA and different people like that satisfied. Maybe the environmentalists. If it's the Republicans, they're going to make sure they've got their crew happy. Now, I do agree that there are some that are actually there, maybe fighting for the Constitution, but it's kind of hard to find them.
Well, and the problem is the Republicans are the ones that are trying to whip up, you know, hey, the Democrats are out of line here. How dare they shut down our socialism plan? At first they said, hey, the Democrats want their own socialistic agendas, but now the Democrats vote against it and shut it down in the House so it doesn't go anywhere. And now the Republicans are all mad going, how dare you stop our socialism, Daniel?
Yeah, there's no such thing as Republicans and Democrats anymore. It's now constitutional, conservative, nationalist versus communist, globalist. And the fact is that the majority of people serving us in Washington, D.C. are actually not serving the constitutional, nationalist agenda. So Republicans are fake. Democrats are fake. They all serve a very similar agenda. And we've seen this happen year over year. It's gotten worse. It's time that we restore our republic.
Now they say this. Next headline, unemployment amid outbreak hits 17 million, Paul Davidson, USA Today. Now, I agree the unemployment might be 17 million or more, and no doubt it's a disaster. They say it's up about 10% plus, and it's going to get worse. But I don't agree with the amid outbreak. I mean, I see a little outbreak in New York, maybe in New Jersey, and I see a couple of other tiny hotspots, but I don't see this as near as the outbreak. They don't say that when every flu season comes and there's outbreaks of flu all over. I don't even agree with the narrative, Daniel.
It makes no sense what they're doing. There's no common denominator that makes sense here.
Except for the government, whether intentionally or not, is taking advantage of this situation to violate liberties. That's as consistent as it gets.
Well, let's just say what's really going on. They are intentionally doing this. This is an intentional scheme to tax us to slavery. It's really that simple. And by the way, all you have to do is just look at the outcome. You can't enslave a society to $6 trillion worth of debt while the unemployment rate's going to be tap out probably 30% minimally in the next couple of weeks here. There's no way to even wrap your arms around this.
What do you think is going to happen, Daniel? I know this is a little bit crystal ballish, and I'm sorry for that, but what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to back off and bring us back to work, and the stimulus, even though it's fake, is going to make us feel like the economy is going to come back? Are they going to hold on to this and keep us locked down until everybody revolts? Where are we going to go with this thing? I think they're basically putting trial balloons out to see how the people are going to take this.
Yeah, I think what's happening right now is that every step along the way, the American public is just basically falling in line. So as long as we fall in line, what's going to happen is you're going to see a complete tyranny. You're going to see the communist agenda completely come to fruition. If you see resistance, if we go on offense, that's why the document that was read by Kurt is so important. I encourage everyone to go to reopenarizona.com, even if you're in a different state, because you can use that language, and you need to put out a declaration. Notice we put out it's very important, the title of the document. We are declaring to the government that they do not have the rights to do what they're doing, and we're declaring to them that we're not going to comply. That's a much different stance than just saying, hey, if you know, we're going to pass a proposition or something of that nature. We're not proposing anything. We're reminding the government that the resistance has started now, and we'll give them until April 30th voluntarily. Our people, if you sign that, you can give them until April 30th, but there's no further to go from here.
Sheriff, do you want to respond? What do you think they're going to end up really doing with this thing? Are they going to back off, and is it going to come back? Or are they going to just go ham on tyranny? this is to the point where you got to wonder what they're really going to do here.
Well, Daniel's correct in proceeding the way he is, because, as I mentioned earlier, the courts are not siding with liberty. They're not siding with the Constitution of either the states or of the federal government. And it almost sounds like a bad name to say federal government, the U.S. Constitution, because the federal government keeps getting a bad reputation, and that the mandates and their dictatorial and communistic orders are now supreme for some reason. And so it is now in the hands of the people, and the Declaration of Independence says we have this responsibility to throw off such government. And that's exactly what Daniel's doing. Appreciate his leadership on that, because it's a wonderful document, and the people have got to wake up that there's something lacking in what Governor Ducey and other governors and mayors across this country are trying to do. And I will say that I do appreciate Trump's measured approach, where he's not giving orders and he's not trying to force people, which is right in line with what Thomas Jefferson said that government can do.
Which I agree with that. I agree with that. But he's also setting the standards, though, for them to really drive a truck through that and lock down harder. So even though he's not locking people down, he is, in effect, though, setting the stage for that to be kind of allowed, or I don't even know, encouraged. He's surrounding himself with these swamp monsters that push for this fear-mongering narrative. Daniel, respond to that one, will you?
I think the president is in a position where he's at a crossroads. He can enjoy a victory here if he's really smart by basically reversing course and saying, look, we extended power to the governors for them to make these decisions. Clearly, a lot of them have a leftist agenda, but he's not doing that. He's actually celebrating what Gavin Newsom has been doing. He's actually celebrating what Cuomo has been doing. So I'm a little concerned about the mixed signals I'm getting as well. I was obviously a huge supporter of President Trump because I thought that he provided that disruption that we needed. As far as I'm concerned, I don't really care who the person is. At some point, your political capital, you spend all your political capital. And let me tell you something, $6 trillion, that's one way of spending all your political capital with me.
All right, there you have it, Sheriff. Before we end with Daniel, reopenarizona.com is the website for that petition if y'all want to sign. I think it's tremendous leadership by Daniel on this. We're talking about positive disruption, Sheriff.
Yeah, exactly. And the disruption should be there, and civil disobedience should be there. Again, as you and I have said forever, Sam, no violence, and that's exactly what this is. And it's standing strong. It's a Rosa Parks type thing, and I totally love it. And I'm going to try to look for a church to go to on Sunday. Whatever church is open, Christian church, I don't care. I'll go to a synagogue. I don't care. If there's somebody who's defying that, I will go to it on Sunday.
All right, there you have it. Daniel, let's give the last word to you on this. You know what? If I were to vote for you for Senate, you got 30 seconds to pitch me and decide to turn me out for the polls for you, my friend. DemandDaniel.com is his website. Daniel?
Individual rights, individual freedoms. We have a responsibility as Americans to stand up for freedom. We are the last hope of the world. Without us, the world will not be able to avoid the tyranny that will come upon us. America is needed in the world, and we need everyone to be bold. Put away your fears. Put your fears in the Lord, like the Lord asked. The president is there for a reason. I trust that. I trust that God puts people in power for reasons. However, right now, it's time for us to unite around communities to restore our republic. It's time to do it immediately. No more playing games.
Constitutional republics across the country, ladies and gentlemen, are the answer. To tyranny, if you will. We need to, as the people, stand up and insist that those who serve us keep their oaths of office, respect the checks and balances, and don't use the crisis of the day to really back the cause of tyranny. We need to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Daniel, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me, guys, very much.
DemandDaniel.com is his website. We need senators like that across the country, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the good sheriff will be back next hour. We got a lot of news the networks refuse to use for you. Stay tuned to the broadcast. LibertyRoundTable.com, LovingLiberty.net, God Save the Republic of the United States of America.